各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
今天晚上是受难日的主餐联合崇拜。
Tonight is the Good Friday Lord's Supper service.
可以全教会一起来纪念主为我们舍身流血。
Where we come together at church to remember the Lord's sacrifice and shedding of blood for us.
在分享信息之前，我们一起来祷告。
Before sharing today's message, let us pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with a humble heart, because tonight is the night to remember the Lord our God, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, not for our good deeds, but for our sins, not because of how wonderful, how worthy we are, but because how great, how loving you are. So we gather together, we pray, Lord, help us to prepare our hearts so we can listen to your words and to worship you with spirit and truth.Please, Lord, bless this time. We pray in your name. Amen. 主餐是耶稣在世时亲自在门徒面前所设立的。
The Lord's Supper was established by Jesus during his time in this world.
在主耶稣被卖的那一晚，耶稣与门徒最后的晚餐当中。
On the night that Jesus was betrayed,He had a final supper with his disciples.
我要从马太福音二十六章里面所记载的来看。
As written in Matthew 26, we will see.
马太福音二十六章二十六节，他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福，就拨开，递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们说。你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
Matthew 26. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body."And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
由主耶稣亲自在门徒面前向门徒所说所做的，我们看见了两样东西。
From what Jesus said and did before his disciples, we see two things.
一个是他手中所祝福、所拨开，让门徒去传递的这个饼。
One was the bread that he blessed, broke, and gave to his disciples.
代表基督的身体，是那个圣洁无瑕、毫无罪孽的主的身体。
Which represents Christ's body, which was holy, unblemished, and sinless.
但是也是那个即将要在十字架上为众人所舍的身体。
Also the body that would be sacrificed on the cross for all.
另一样东西是主所举起的杯。
The other thing was the cup that Jesus raised.
代表耶稣立约的血。
Which represents the blood covenant of Jesus.
那是真神儿子在十字架上所流的血，也是为众人所流的血。
The blood that was to be shed on the cross by the Son of God would be poured out for all.
按照神的律法，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
And according to the law, one may almost say, all things are cleansed with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
神按着他的属性，他全然公义，全然圣洁，全然的爱，却毫无保留地选择了用自己的儿子宝血来向人立约。
In accordance with his character, God is completely just, loving, and holy, and without holding anything back, he chose to use the precious blood of his son to establish a covenant with man.
这个约就是凡信耶稣基督的人可以因着他的血罪得赦免。
That whoever believes in Jesus Christ can obtain forgiveness of his sins through the blood of Jesus.
主耶稣亲自带领门徒主餐的最终目的是要让人能够盼望主的再来。
The ultimate purpose in Jesus leading the Last Supper with his disciples was so that they could have hope in the day of his return.
因为主在他们面前说到，他将不再喝这葡萄汁，直到他在天国里面与门徒同喝新葡萄汁的日子。
Jesus said that he would not drink of the juice until that day when he would drink it new with his disciples.
这是主在当时特别针对门徒，也就是他最亲近的那群人所说的话。
This was spoken specifically to his disciples, also the ones closest to him.
一直到今天，在众教会当中，当所有的门徒，无论你是从哪里来，背景是如何，目前面对着什么样的困难的处境，当我们一同聚集的时候，只要看见代表主的饼，还有代表那个立约的杯，从我们当中被举起的时候。
For all of the Lord's disciples congregated here today, no matter where you're from, your background, the difficulties you are currently facing, or your situation, when we see the bread that represents Christ's body and the cup that represents the covenant that he made with us,
我们就要知道主就在我们当中，是他亲自带领我们参与他所设立的主餐。
We know that the Lord is here personally leading us in the Lord's Supper.
就像当年的那个晚上一样。
Just like that same night many years ago.
而当我们和弟兄姐妹一起用一个恭敬的心来领受主所祝福的饼和杯的时候，我们就是与当时的门徒一样，一同在主面前吃喝主的身体与主的血。
And when we all respectfully take the bread and cup that the Lord had blessed, we are just like his disciples at the time, eating and drinking the Lord's body and blood together before the Lord.
主耶稣的话告诉我们，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。当我们在这样做的时候，就是在用我们的行为表明主已经为我们罪而死。
Jesus tells us that this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. By doing so, we are using our actions to signify that the Lord has died for our sins.
我们一同来纪念主，要只等到主的再来。
We have come together in remembrance of the Lord until the day he returns.
所以透过主餐来纪念主，也是身为耶稣门徒的使命之一。
Therefore, remembering the Lord through the Lord's Supper is one of our duties as a disciple of Christ.
今天晚上，当我们一起纪念主为我们受死的时候，
Tonight, as we remember Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for us,
我要从路加福音七章三十六到五十节里面所记载另一次耶稣和人一起吃饭的经文，但是不是这个最后的晚餐的那一次。
I want to share a story found in Luke 7:36-50.Of another time that Jesus ate with some people, but not at the Last Supper.
我要这样分享，是想让大家更多从我们自己的罪来思想饼和杯的意义。
I like for all of us to think about the meaning of the bread and cup in relation to our own sins.
因为若不是为了我们，也就是人的罪，主他不必付上这样的代价。
If not for our sins, the Lord did not have to pay such a price.
我们要一起来看一下这段经文，由我来念。
Let's look at the following passage, which I'll read.
路加福音七章三十六节，有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶。
Luke 7:36. Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him.And he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. And when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume.
经文一开始我们看见了三个主要的人物。有一位法利赛人，从后面几节耶稣跟他的对话当中，我们知道他的名字叫做西门。
At the start of this passage, we see three main characters.There is a Pharisee, which we later learn from Jesus' conversation with him, that his name is Simon.
他是这顿饭局的主人。当时耶稣是受他的邀请到他家里做客。
He is the host of this meal, and Jesus was invited as his guest.
那除了耶稣和这位法利赛人之外，第三个主要的人物是一个女人。
Other than Jesus and the Pharisee, the third main character is a woman.
圣经里说到他是个罪人，因为他知道耶稣在那里，所以自己来到西门的家中。
The Bible mentions that she was a sinner, and because she learned that Jesus was there, she went to Simon's home.
38节我们继续看下去。 他站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子，请说。
Verse 38, And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and kept wiping them with the hair of her head, and kissing his feet, and anointing them with the perfume. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. And Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he replied, Say it, teacher.
这边我们可以看到西门当时一旁在心里面他的想法。
Here we can see what Simon was thinking.
一个是对耶稣的心态，他说，这人若是先知，显然这个法利赛人对耶稣的身份，耶稣的能力是非常质疑的，所以他会用这样的口吻说，这人若是先知，必知道这女人是谁。
Here we can see what Simon was thinking. One was his attitude towards Jesus. If this man were a prophet, apparently this Pharisee had doubts about Jesus' identity and power. So he used the expression, if this man were a prophet, then he would know who this woman is.
西门的另外一个念头是跟这个女人的背景有关。
Simon's other thought related to the woman's background.
西门认得这个女人，知道她是一个罪人。显然这个女子所犯的罪是很明显会让人知道的罪。
Simon recognized this woman and knew that she was a sinner. Apparently, the sin that this woman committed was obvious to those around her.
正当西门一边看着这个女人，一边心里这样在想的时候，忽然耶稣有话要对她说。
Just as Simon was looking at this woman and thinking these thoughts, Jesus suddenly spoke to him.
他马上修饰着当时正在心里想的那样的念头，嘴巴里改称耶稣为夫子，还加了一句，请说。
Simon immediately shifted his thoughts, replying, say it, and even calling Jesus teacher.
接下来耶稣用一个简短的比喻来问西门。
Jesus then used a short parable to ask Simon.
41节说，耶稣说，一个债主有两个欠他的债，一个欠50两银子，一个欠5两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。
Verse 41. A money lender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. But which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, You have judged correctly.
耶稣的比喻很直白，有两个欠债的人，一个欠五十两，一个欠五两，差了十倍。
Jesus' parable was very straightforward. There were two people that owed money. On paper, one owed 500 denarii and one owed 50 denarii, a difference by a factor of 10.
但实际上而言，这两个欠债的人都知道他们自己无力偿还，需要债主格外的施恩才能免去他们所欠的债。
But actually, both debtors knew that they were unable to repay their debts and needed the money lender's grace in order to be forgiven of their debts.
而当债主免了他们所有的债之后，耶稣问西门，这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门说，是那个多得恩免的人。
After the money lender forgave them of all their debts, Jesus asked Simon, So which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one who he forgave more.
这是一个正确的答案。多得恩免的人会爱债主更多一些。
This was the correct answer. The person that received more grace would love the money lender more.
但是这边要请大家来思考一下，五十，还有五，还有无限大。
But this is where I want everyone to think about the difference between 500, 50 and infinity.
五十和五这两个数字容易比较。我们都知道 欠五十两的人多一些，但经文说到这两个人来说，他们都无法偿还，所以对他们来说都是天文数字，也就是无限大。
It's easy to compare the numbers 550. We all know that the debtor that owed 500 owed more. But the passage noted that for both these people, they were unable to repay. And so to both of them, this was an astronomical number or infinitely large.
五十也是无限大，五也是无限大，那这样要怎么比呢？
500 is infinitely large, 50 is infinitely large. Then how do we compare?
那么究竟那个多得恩免的人是指的是谁呢？
Who is the person that receives such amount of grace?
我们要继续往下看。
Let's continue reading.
第四十四节，于是转过来向着那个女人，便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
Verse 44. Turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume.
就像下面的这个表格所列出来的，左边是西门对耶稣所做的，他开放自己的家庭接待耶稣，但是他讲到洗脚，讲到亲嘴，跟用油膏抹耶稣的头，他都没有做到。
Just like this table we see on the left is what Simon did. He opened his house to receive Jesus, but he did not give water for Jesus' feet, did not kiss him, and did not anoint his head with oil.
按照犹太人当时的规矩，洗脚、亲嘴、抹油，可以代表一个身为主人的，他对客人的一个重视、一个尊敬的程度。
According to Jewish custom, washing feet, kissing, and anointing oil are ways that a host shows respect to the guest.
显然，西门内心和他真正对待耶稣的态度并不如这个女人。
Clearly, Simon's heart and attitude towards Jesus was inferior to this woman.
耶稣最后继续说，所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多。但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。同席的人心里说，这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
Jesus continued saying, For this reason I say to you, her sins which are many have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. Then he said to her, Your sins have been forgiven.Those who were reclining at the table with him began to say to themselves, Who is this man who even forgives sin? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
第四十七节这里有时候看了比较容易搞混，以为要爱得多罪才能够被赦免，爱得少罪就被赦免的比较少。
Here in verse 47, you might be confused into thinking that you need to love much in order to be forgiven of your sins.Loving little results in little forgiveness of your sins.
若是用比较新的中文译本来看这段经文，就比较清楚。这里原本是在说，这个女的许多罪都已经被赦免了，所以她爱的表现就多，而被赦免少的那个爱就显得少。
But if you look at a different Bible translation of this verse, it becomes clearer. Here it says that her sins, which are many, have already been forgiven, so she expresses much love.Those that have been forgiven little expresses little love.
这也回应了耶稣刚才所比喻的那个多得恩免的，他就爱得多。
This echoes Jesus' earlier parable, where the one whom he forgave more loves him more.
而实际上，耶稣在五十节有说到，真正能够使这个女人得救的是因着她的信。
Actually, Jesus stated in verse 50 that the true reason for the woman's salvation was her faith.
基本上这就是那天耶稣在西门家 吃饭时所发生的事情。
Basically, this is what occurred while Jesus was eating at Simon's house.
最后，让我们透过这段经文来做一些省思。
Last, let us reflect on ourselves through this passage.
大家都是曾经邀请耶稣到自己生命里头的人。
Most of us have already invited Jesus into our lives.
然后我们怎么样看待耶稣、我们自己还有我们自己的罪这样子彼此之间的关系呢？
But how do we look at the relationship between Jesus, ourselves, and our sins?
会不会有的时候我们跟西门一样，夫子，请说，嘴里面说的好听，主啊，主啊，但是却忘记，完全忘记耶稣当得的尊重？
Is it similar to how Simon said, "Teacher, teacher"? With our mouths saying, "My Lord, my Lord," but completely forgetting the respect that should be given to Jesus.
我们邀请耶稣来做客，想要得着的却是自己的荣耀。
We invite Jesus to be our guest, but what we actually want is our own glory.
神是完全能够鉴察人心的神。箴言里面说到，耶和华的眼目无处不在，恶人善人他都鉴察。
God sees the heart of man.The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good.
那究竟我们跟随耶稣真正的心态是如何？
What is our real attitude when following Jesus?
我们应当求神鉴察我们的心，让我们有一个单纯爱主的心。
We must ask God to protect our heart, helping us to love Him with a simple heart.
再看看西门，我们有不有，会不会有的时候，我们心里面挂念的也跟他一样，总是别人的罪。
Looking at Simon, are there times where our own hearts are like him, focused on other people's sins?
我们心里也曾想过，耶稣啊，睁开你的眼睛啊，看看这个罪人把你的身子弄成什么样子。
We think to ourselves, Jesus, open your eyes and look at the sinner, and what have they turned your body into?
耶稣啊，你不是先知吗？假如你真的是，难道你看不出来这个弟兄、这个姐妹所犯的罪吗？
Jesus, aren't you a prophet? If you really are, can't you see the sins that these people have committed?
好像我们很急着要替耶稣来定这个人的罪。
We are so quick to judge others of their sins in the place of Jesus.
我们很会计算，算得很精，还忙着帮人计算。
Also, we're petty-minded and good at calculating, even busy calculating for other people.
心里想着，我们欠的没有其他的人欠的多，他欠五十两，我才五两。
We think to ourselves, I don't owe as much as that person. He owes 500 denarii, I only owe 50.
总是替人着急，他还得清吗？他还得清吗？
We even worry for them if they're able to repay their debts.
有时候我们真的很天真，以为别人的罪会大到挡到耶稣来查看我们的罪。
Sometimes we really are naive, thinking that the sins of others are so great that it would distract Jesus from examining our own sins.
我们天真到忘记，连自己欠的那个五两也是无力偿还。无力偿还。
What we forget is that we are also unable to repay the 50 denarii that we owe, unable to repay.
都必须是要靠债主来施恩怜悯，我们才能够免去自己的债。
We must all rely on the grace and mercy of the money lender to be forgiven of our debts.
这就是你我自己的罪债。
This is the debt of our sins.
不管做了多少好事，不管外表看起来和耶稣的关系是如何，当我们来到完全圣洁、完全公义的主面前，都没有办法靠自己的力量来还清。
No matter how good works we do, no matter what our relationship with Jesus appears on the outside, once we come before the perfectly holy and just God, we are unable to rely on our own strength to repay.
也唯有当自己意识到我们欠的债有多多、罪有多深，我们才能够看见十字架上的恩典有多么的大。
Until we fully grasp this concept, at how much we owe and how deep is our sin, can we truly see how great is God's grace?
而我们对主爱的回应就必须要建立在这样子的恩典之上。
Our response to God's love should be built upon this grace.
在今晚我们一同纪念主的时候，
Tonight, as we are gathered here in remembrance of our Lord,
我们所要思想的不是五十两或者是五两的多少，而是自己无法偿还的罪债。
What we need to think about is not the amount of 50 or 500 denarii, but that we are unable to repay the debts of our sins.
但是因着主耶稣亲自为我们舍身， 因为这个十字架，我们一切的罪债都已经完完全全的被赦免了。
But through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross for us, the debts of our sins have been completely and totally forgiven.
从此我们不用再担心我们的罪会成为我们亲近神、回到神面前的拦阻。
We no longer need to worry that our sins would be something that blocks us from drawing close to God and returning to His presence.
因为我们已经有了主的应许，就跟他跟那个女人所说的一样，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。我们的罪都已经被赦免了。
This is because we have God's promise, just like what He said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
今天晚上就在这里，当我们一同来领受主的饼，还有主的杯的时候，让我们将心灵里面最深的爱来向主表达。
Tonight, as we come together to receive the bread and the cup, let us show our deepest love to God.
用尽我们的全心、全意、全力去爱主。
Using all our heart, mind, and strength to love Him.
这样子爱的回应不单单是受难日的夜晚。
Responding to God with this kind of love should not be limited to Good Friday.
也不单单是每个月主餐的时候。
Or every month when we partake in the Lord's Supper.
而是用我们被主所拯救的生命一生的纪念主。
But rather, we should use our lives that He saved to remember Him for as long as we live.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
Dear Lord, we thank You and praise You for the love You showed on the cross. In this special evening, we gather together to worship You and dedicate ourselves to You, to think, to remember, and to see what You have done for us.For each of us, Lord. May we all live our life to reflect, to magnify the cost You paid on the cross, and to learn how to love You, to glorify You. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.